Spirit of Youth celebrates teenage Alaskans who are making our communities better places to live. They give their time, their hearts and minds, their passion, their creativity. Now, hear their stories.
Many of us take advantage of the annual dipnet fisheries that happen on some of Alaska's rivers. If you're one of those people, you might want to start thinking differently about what you do with your leftovers, specifically the fish waste and trash that piles up while fishing. 16-year-old Courtney Stroh lives in Kenai and says she grew up on the riverbank in front of her grandmother's house.
I just wanted to help clean our beaches and help preserve the natural beauty that kind of gets the trash during the dipnet season. So I started my program called Rock the Kenai, and it's spelled R-O-C, and it stands for Respect Our Community.
Courtney made a flyer that gives instructions for how to dispose of fish waste properly. She cruises the beaches each July and hands them out to the fishers she finds there.
So say I'm a dipnetter, what kinds of useful things are you going to be telling me?
I would tell you about fecal coliform, which is a bacteria that we have growing in the Kenai River. And during the month of July, during the dipnet season, it exceeds federal standards. And that is because of the unnatural amount of seagulls that the fish waste attracts, and then the seagulls leave droppings in the river. I tell dipnetters about that, and I just ask them if they could find alternative means of disposal other than just leaving it on the beach or throwing it in the water.
Rock the Kenai has been going on for a few seasons already, and each year it's grown. Courtney recently partnered with youth from the local Boys and Girls Club and Teen Center, and she created a new Rock the Kenai 4-H Club. She recruits those kids to help her out down on the beaches. I'm Shanna Sheehy.
Give a young person you know a boost by recognizing the good things they're doing. Nominate at spiritofyouth.org.
Provided by the Alaska State Division of Behavioral Health.